Hey guys, today we're going to be responding from a video from this chick, so let's see what she has to say.
Good morning, men of TikTok. I have a question. I actually have a couple questions that I think most women are going to agree on. All right, here they are. Where did all the good men go? Like, seriously, where are the guys who just want one woman? Where are the guys who date towards marriage? Where are the guys who want kids? All I see in today's world are guys in their 20s and early 30s who still smoke and party and they go skateboarding and they game all day and they prance around the beach in flip-flops, which is that's a personal thing. But my point is, they're still children. Don't you want more meaning in your life? Personally, I want to know where all y'all old-fashioned men are, because we like you. So if you're an old-fashioned man, or if you're looking for the right things in life, call yourself out here in the comments. Let the single lady. Where did all the good men go? Like, seriously, where are the guys who just...
I've had to reshoot this probably 6 fucking times, but the easiest way I can put it is that we're out here, we're working, and to be 100% honest, probably mostly all of us have given up on trying to find anybody. It's not worth it. We've gotten torn up, beat up, broke up. The only thing we're putting time into anymore is something that we can build. And that's why that's my last name on that door. And that's why I haven't really put a whole lot of effort into relationships. I'd rather build something physically in my hand that isn't going to get tired of me one day and just say, fuck yeah. That's all there is to it. This truck will never ghost me. That's all there is to it.
Where did all the good men...
One by one, men are waking up and walking away from the plantation. This YouTube channel, including the videos and the comments, represents that one by one, men are waking up and walking away from the plantation, right? This bondage of traditionalism, which includes marriage and having kids, at which at any point she can walk away and destroy your life and take away almost everything. Right, the state of bondage, men are waking up and walking away. And we see in this video, for example, a trucker who started his own business, who is self-employed, and who is done chasing women. Because his business, his assets, and his vehicles will not ghost him, will not file for divorce, and will not destroy his life. He is building something tangible and real. A lot of these women are looking for real men, which is ironic because there's not much that's real about these women. The way they act, the words that come out of their mouth, the way they look, most of it is fake. Okay, the words include lies. The way they look include 10 layers of makeup. And the way they act is simply a tool of manipulation. And I'm happy to see that one by one, men are waking up and walking away from the plantation. So before I go, please do check out my sponsor, redpillring.com. Check it out.
The PC police recently tried to shut us down because selling products that promote the International Brotherhood, who believe that all men's lives have intrinsic value and that men and women should be treated equally under the law, has been determined to be harmful, discriminatory, and offensive content that promotes harm and discrimination. So now there are 2 reasons to visit redpillring.com and get a symbol of our International Brotherhood. They are a beautiful and elegant celebration of your freedom, and they offend the enemies of freedom.